Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Terry McLaurin, his star receiver, I would say similarly murky status, although probably more toward the negative side as it pertains to this week. McLaurin did not practice yesterday, dealing with a quad injury. It's an interesting one, described to me as more of a hip flexor injury. Doesn't matter. It's all the same thing. Still struggles to run. May not be able to play this week. Got another second opinion on his injury yesterday, so we'll see where that lands him.
That's Ian Rappaport. This is Grant and Danny. No more GP. He's off gallivanting with Cal Ripken, and I'm not jealous at all. Now, I'll tell you this, and welcome back. We're going to talk some Terry McLaurin. We'll talk about what you feel good about, what you're nervous about with regards to the Washington Foosball Boys playing the Atlanta Falcons in every rapper's seventh favorite city this weekend. Also got to do some confidence points picks where I am getting my hind parts whooped. Darius is like, hey, man, go out behind the woodshed and wait for me. I'll be right there. Toby's like, hey, don't look at any light. Don't see any light of day. Just bury your head in the sand, you loser. Killing me. Clary's like, give me the Lions, and they always win. Anyway, part of the dude's story is that I think I was actually thinking about this, Darius. I think that's the fourth time, maybe fifth, I think it's four, though, that Cal Ripken Jr. has been on, I've been on the radio with him. In over the course of my career, had him on talking about, now this may be foreign to some of you guys, the Nationals playoffs, to talk about the Nationals in the playoffs. That's something that you may not remember, but it did happen.
They could do that?
Yes.
What?
What happened, and this is fascinating, is they'd all play the allotment of games, 162 if you recall. They would have more wins and what's called a better record than the majority of the teams in their in their league. So it's two leagues. So in football, it's conferences. In baseball, it's two leagues. National League, American League, they're in the National League. And they would have one of the two or three, even four, best records in the National League, and they would get to play more baseball. And that was fun when that would happen. But we had Cal on multiple times over the years to talk about stuff. I just said this to you guys during the break, and this is true. Just forgive me for a moment for waxing nostalgic. If you'd have told little bowl-cutted 6-year-old Fanny Mouye, who went to Memorial Stadium, where you just park in a neighborhood and put your life in your hands just to go sitting on these, you know, 10,000-degree metal-hot bleachers so that I could watch Mike Devereaux go 1-for-6 but track a fly ball real well. Man, oh, man, that I would have a radio program on 106.7 where I spoke to Cal Ripken and it was like a normal, reasonable thing. I don't know. That's one of those kind of things where you go, you know what? You've done something with yourself, you pudgy idiot. You self-centered, self-absorbed, myopic loser. You've actually accomplished a little bit here. Cal Ripken Jr. was on my radio show just now. That's pretty great, man. He and Art Monk that's kind of my basis for sports. So Grant was talking about this with Cal, like, well, you know, the 21-31 chase and the home run chase, et cetera, were the reason he's a baseball fan. Well, I went as a little kid. I played T-ball. I played soccer. I did whatever. And I saw Cal Ripken go like 2-for-4, make a couple backhand stops, throw the ball on the run, hustle on off the field. And I went, him, number 8. That's who I'm a fan of. I love him. And that was kind of the sort of deal ever since. And then, of course, Art Monk would just catch a pass every game, and he always got first downs. So the key thing was if you needed 5, Art Monk got you 7. And I value dependability. You'll notice my two athletes, my favorite athletes, had a common trait. They played all the time, and they were always good. That's what I care about. I care about that consistency. And so that kind of formulated me as both an athlete, nowhere near to those guys' level, obviously, but and then as someone that cared about sports and lived and loved and ate and breathed sports. Those two guys are what shaped my worldview when it came to athletics. Then, of course, I had coaches and mentors and everybody else on the way where you pick up certain things. But that's what got me in. Those two guys are my gateway drug. And always really awesome to have Cal on the show. So that is my own me talking about me, disguised as talking about Cal, but it was really me talking about me. All right, we're good? You heard the clip for Ian Rappaport, who again was like, it's a hip flexor, maybe it's a quad. I don't know, he can't run great. Not my favorite Ian Rappaport report. I'll say that. Any hoodles. Terry McLaurin's status in doubt this weekend. So I've gone back and I have looked over the last few years and I've noted something that Terry McLaurin doesn't generally get off to good starts. So that's my, as they said in Ocean's 11, I offer you an olive basket and you spit in my face. It's supposed to be an olive branch. That's the point of why it's funny. Any hoodles. My olive basket to those of you that are going to yell at me in a second. He has not gotten off to fast starts over the last couple of seasons. You go back 2 years ago. 2-31, 5-54, look out, 6-41 in a 37-3 loss to the Buffalo Bills. This is all before doing the Terry McLaurin thing where he puts together more yards, more catches, not that many touchdowns because that's, you know, sort of been bad luck over the course of his career. But that's 2 years ago. Last year, you know the story, 2-17, 6-22, wasn't until week four against Cincinnati. He had a couple big plays, finally goes 4-100, following it up with 7-52 on a touchdown. This year, same kind of a deal. Off to a very slow start and now injured in some way. So I understand he has gotten off to slow starts in his career. Okay, everybody's with me on that so far. We've established that. However, does this feel different to anybody else? This year had the only time we've had this backdrop. The holdout, the hold in, the holding. There's so much holding. He waited a very, very long time. Let's put our chips on the table here to sign a team-friendly deal. He basically got himself a one-year extension. It's not the deal that his agent was leaking out that they were looking for or that they wanted to talk about. We didn't get, quote, north of the DK Metcalf or all that other kind of stuff, right? It was basically, hey, all right, we'll give you a little bit more money for another season, but we don't want to be long-term in the Terry McLaurin business. That's kind of how this went. And that stinks. But that's also the NFL. It is a cruel, mean, miserable place that is unforgiving. The instant you no longer can live up to your contract, teams are looking for a way out of it. So I have sympathy for players that want to get more. I had sympathy all the way up until we're now missing too much preseason for me, where I don't think you can get off to a good start. And he hasn't gotten off to good starts traditionally anyway. So here is my question for you guys. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. You talk to Toby, then you talk to me. Talk to Toby, then you talk to me. You worried about McLaurin's season at all? Last year, he had a typical Terry McLaurin year in terms of yards, in terms of catches. The atypical thing was all the touchdowns, right? The atypical spike was the touchdown spike. But if I told you in general, right around 80 catches, less than 1,100 yards, you could pick 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 years where that fit 100%. The touchdown spike was the, oh my God, the career year. And those can be fickle. Just ask Calvin Johnson or ask Terry McLaurin for that matter. This is the most touchdowns he had since his rookie year when the team was terrible. So touchdowns come and go. You can see how fleeting they are, by the way. You should have a touchdown already. He got it taken off the board because they made the incorrect call, in my view. I thought he scored on that long pass from Mariota where he caught and run, where he actually got hurt on. So my question for you guys, I'll open up to the room here in a moment with Toby, Ryan, Darius, and me. Are you worried about his season at all? Given the backdrop, given the injury now, or is this going to be, hey, he misses 1 week and he'll just be back to doing Terry McLaurin stuff where it's mid-70s now because you're slowed down a little bit, maybe missed a game. Mid-70s catches, over 1,000 yards, call it 6 to 8 touchdowns. Or are you worried about it? Darius, start with you. Are you worried about his year?
I'm absolutely worried about his year. As you mentioned before, it's definitely not been easy for him early in seasons. this now bringing in this injury and the uncertainty behind this injury, it's just too cloudy. It's way too hard to understand whether or not he'll be able to come back from this anytime soon, first of all. And once he does come back from it, if he does come back from it, will he still be effective? Quad injuries are no thing to joke about.
Nope.
You know, and it's going to affect his ability to run. This is already a guy that doesn't really, you know, he's not really off the charts when it comes to separation.
That's right.
So you're asking him to put a lot more, strain on his body to make catches in traffic against these top defenders that he goes up against. I'm very worried about his season. I think it's not looking very good.
So what does that look like to you? Because I'm actually with you. I'll give you my full view in a second. But what does it look like when you say you're worried? What does that mean?
I'm worried that we're talking about missing upwards of a month mm-hmm. worth of games. And then when he comes back, we're looking at another slow start again, where we're looking at him basically ramping up and getting back into game shape, which he's already been doing these first couple of weeks, considering that he missed so much of training camp. You're asking him to go through that same process again if he does come back from this quad injury, if he misses a few games.
You've made my exact case. And I'm not predicting that, by the way. I'm saying I'm not worried about it. I hope you can understand the distinction. Rhino, where are you at? Are you worried at all?
Yeah, I'm absolutely worried at this point. I mean, because number one, as you mentioned, Terry McLaurin has always gotten off to slow starts, but now you mix in an injury, and you also mix in the fact that he basically missed the first month of training camp, or even more at that point. I'm worried. How can you not be worried? This is someone who is 29, 30 years old. He's on the back end of his career at this point. Terry McLaurin is a great receiver, but also he's getting older. He has an injury. He did not ramp up completely to where you would like him to be this preseason. So at this point, I am worried about a slow start and even a slow season overall for Terry McLaurin because, again, we need number 17 to win, and if he's not there, what's the purpose of this?
Toby, you are – I'm trying to use the right terms here. See if I can get this right. You're a Terry stan?
Yeah. That'd be correct.
If you were the premier or like the president in like a faux democracy, mm-hmm. even though it's like a dictatorship, the country would be Terry stan.
Yes.
Are you worried at all?
Yeah, 100%. I'm very worried, and I don't even know if I'm as worried about Terry. I think he'll come back and be fine. I'm very worried about the offense as a whole without Terry, and if Terry's not able to get back to his form. That's what worries me. It's just Jaden's not 100%. I don't know when he'll be 100%. Maybe it's something that's not that big a deal, and next mm-hmm. week if he's on the field and he's 100% and we're good to go, fine. But it's just too many injuries piling up, and the two guys that you felt like you could rely on the offensive side of the ball, with the exception of the holdout and all that stuff, were 17-5. And both those dudes are banged up in the first couple of weeks of the season.
Yeah, we're in week four. Yeah, I think you're right on that. I mean, that's kind of – this. You guys all kind of said – I'm actually surprised we have a consensus on this. Again, I don't know that I'm predicting it, but my point all along, going through the hold in, hold out, whatever, was do what you got to do. I got no problem. You want to hold a presser at Eastern Motors where your job's your credit? By all means, do your thing. You want to do the weird dance at practice where you go down there and sign autographs after the fact to draw attention to yourself? Godspeed. Do whatever you possibly can to earn the most you can. But once the clock struck midnight, aka it's football season time now, I'm going, you're now messing with my thing. It's no longer a you and it's a we. It's now for all of us to pull the rope in the same direction. And I know that absolves the team to a degree, and I understand that. The team has the backing of the CBA and the league, where a player has precious little leverage, and you saw it. After all that, I keep saying it, he signed a team-friendly deal. Right? You could rattle your saber all you want, but he basically got an extra year and some cash. And that's nice. Good for you. But that's not what you were saying, not what your agent was saying. That's not what everybody was saying that you were holding out for. You were trying to do something. You couldn't come close to that because the team played hardball. Once you get into the business of the season, now it's our business. And that was kind of my point. Again, you'll notice I'm not angry with Terry McLaurin. I simply was saying at the time, this is the risk. The scenario where we talked about a risk is happening now. I will also offer, you had a whole mess of guys that did the normal offseason at receiver, everyone from Tet McMillan to Mike Evans to CeeDee Lamb, who had a thing that had nothing to do with like a soft tissue injury, but a number of guys are banged up. Some are going to miss time. It's not one-to-one. The point is, it's a process, right? This is a process situation. You do certain things, you give yourself the best chance. It's all blackjack. If you've ever played blackjack, you know the deal. if the dealer is showing a 6 and you've got a 10, you double down on the next card. You just do. That's what you do, right? You might lose that hand. Doesn't mean it was the wrong play. Everybody follow that? So this was not the best process for McLaurin. And again, I have no idea. Anybody who tells you definitively, they know that he wouldn't have gotten hurt based on that play had he been in training camp on time, is full of it. And anybody that says it the other way definitively is full of it. No one will ever have a clue. It's impossible to know. But you open yourself up to those questions. And I think those questions, by the way, are very fair. Some people don't. Godspeed. To me, we're now in the scenario that I was quite literally worried about. Those of us that saw this coming then, for someone that's already a notoriously slow starter, kind of went, hey, you kind of can't afford to do this because of these slow starts. Now you got an injury to add on to it. So yeah, I'm worried. To answer my own question, and I want you guys to answer too, 800-636-1067, you worried about McLaurin's ear. What does it look like? It's what Darius laid out, but most specifically, you're missing a couple of weeks now, for the sake of argument, maybe 3, call it 2. Then we're still not, quote-unquote, ramped up. This isn't a guy that gets hurt and goes on the 15-day injured list in Major League Baseball because he pulled his hammy in July. This is still spring training time, where his time on the grass is nowhere near equal to some of his teammates, who are also banged up, mind you. So I'm talking about numbers-wise. How much does that set you back? He's usually right around 77 to 81, 82 catches. So here is his catch log. 77, 77, 79, 82. That's the last 4 years. Pretty consistent there, right? Talking about right around, 77 to 82, 81 catches, give or take. You're knocking that total down, aren't you? By what, 10, 12? Yardage totals. Again, look at consistency. 1,053. Outlier, 1,191, 1,002, 1,096. That's the last 4 years. What are you talking? 750? 800 yards? At best? I'm worried about this year, man. I don't know that I'm predicting it, but my point is, this is we're checking some boxes when we start doing the, let's summarize the fears. Let's summarize the things that you're worried about potentially for McLaurin. And I've checked a few. And there are some that haven't been checked yet. But the first ones have. 800-636-1067. Got some confidence points we're going to do. We'll also talk about things you feel good about this weekend and things that you're a little bit nervous about. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
You can tweet me at Funny Danny. Gentleman just did that and said, quote, Terry will come back and break records. Book this tweet. He will end up with 1,400 yards and 18 TDs. Bet your life savings on it. It's happening. And no, that gentleman was not Toby Altizer. Grant Danny here on The Fan. Welcome back to the radio program. Confidence points picks. Mackenzie Gore will join the program in the 6 o'clock hour. What you feel confident in, what you're nervous about for this weekend's game against the Atlanta Falcons. But right now at 800-636-1067, You worried about McLaurin's year at all? Producers are in total unanimity. I feel that way. I'm a little concerned. What say you? 800-636-1067. Elijah, D.C., first up on this, man. You worried about McLaurin's year at all?
I appreciate you taking my call. I'm not overly concerned, and I think the reason being, for starters, is the run game. And if the run game was anemic right now, I think my concern level would be further up. I think I want McLaurin. I know last time I came on the show, I know y'all like, all right, let's not talk about this playoffs. We just want to talk about the game. But for my mindset, I want him available. I want him running around with screens. I want him available doing that in the playoffs. And if we can get to the running the ball, so be it. I think it just takes less pressure off of everybody. I don't want Jaden Daniels back there or whoever's back there. Like, I don't have enough options and my running game's not there. That's going to pose serious problems. For me, I would have liked them to feature him. It seems like they try to hide him a bit, but I would like them to feature him on shorter situations. This slant, maybe a quick run game, not a screen, but almost like a jet sweep.
Yeah.
Just, even though I know Debo is taking that chunk of the offense, but I still think early having him run all the way down the field, it's just a different ask. And I just thought they could have featured him a little bit sooner and a little bit easier targets earlier. And so I'm kind of, you know, it's there. You can't pretend it's not there, but I'm not overly concerned. And I think the run game is going to help, as it has done in the past. I think even in other regimes, we was like, we can't do nothing, but we was able to hold on to the ball, eat the clock. There's certain things that Washington has always been able to lay some hay and kind of being like, we're kind of cool here. And I think this is a good season and a good opportunity to feature more running at this juncture of the year.
Appreciate you, dudes. Good phone call. Thanks for making it. So here, that to me is more an answer to, are you worried about the offense without McLaurin? Right? And if running backs keep dropping like flies, maybe that's another conversation too. But that kind of, it depends on, you're looking at a glass of water, and I'm going, hey man, there's some space in that glass. You're going, yeah, there's water in the glass. Right? A little half full, half empty type analogy. What I just heard from Elijah, it's a really good phone call, but it was, even if McLaurin's not great, or even if he's not himself, no big deal because we can run the ball. You see what I'm saying? Cliff Kingsbury is really good. I think Jaden Daniels is really good. I hope he's fine and dandy, whether it's this week or next week, he comes back and he's himself, and we'll go from there. But I'm talking about McLaurin's offensive year most specifically. And yeah, I'm with you, Elijah. I want McLaurin healthy and ready to go. If there's a time of year I could pick, it wouldn't be right now. It would be playoff time. If I had to choose one, of course, I'll choose playoffs. But I guess that's not necessarily the point or really the question. It is, he's been the pinnacle of consistency. Right, you heard me read off the totals, around 77 catches, around 1,100 yards, just under, just over, whatever. Last year, the touchdown spiked. But everything else, it's him. That's who Terry McLaurin has been. It's really, really important, and it's good. Nobody else in this offense is doing that. I don't think he gets there. And it sounded like you're going, I think I'm not putting words in your mouth, I think it was a good call, but it sounds like you're going, yeah, even if he doesn't, we'll be able to run the ball. We'll lean on that. Interesting, that's all. John in Ashburn, what's up, man? You worried about McLaurin's season at all?
I'm not really worried about his seasons. I know his numbers are going to be down. And my first point I want to make is, of course, he started off the slow starts every year because he had a different quarterback every year.
Yep.
So this is the first year that's not a thing. So that's contributed to his slow starts. Now, as far as his numbers, they were going to be down this year anyway because you actually have some other weapons on that could spread the ball out. You know, Debo's going to cut into his numbers. So if you're asking me, am I worried that his numbers will be less? Yes, they are going to be less, but I'm not worried about it.
So you're real quick, John, you're saying the numbers were going to go down because Debo Samuel's presence.
Yep.
So, and I appreciate the phone call. Here's my counter to your counter. I didn't see it that way. Some people do, and again, I'm not ripping John, but I don't see it that way. To me, Debo Samuel's touches, those were Jameson Crowder's touches. Those are Lamide Zaccheaus' touches. Those are, you know, early season Luke McCaffrey touches that were happening last year. I didn't see that as taken away from McLaurin. That's two totally different roles. And yeah, Debo's going to get more because he's going to run the ball. He's going to, you know, a lot of the jet action, the short stuff. You basically turn him into a punt returner by flipping the ball in space, etc. But I don't know that was going to cut into McLaurin's totals. philosophically, maybe it does, right? If one guy is going to eat up so many targets and so many different looks that there's not room at the table for 125, 130 Terry McLaurin targets. Okay. But that's not how I saw it. And I wonder what they would say, honestly. If you do give Cliff Kingsbury and his really nice haircut and really deep voice some truth serum, did you see Deebo Samuel eating into McLaurin's targets, or did you see it as an amalgam of you know, Jami Brown's looks, right, from last year? Because McLaurin is not someone that I would ever turn the fader down on if I was Washington in this offense. Unless you tomorrow somehow do a Madden trade where you end up with Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson, then I'll turn McLaurin's fader down. But here, what he does when he's right is too valuable, even with the presence of Deebo Samuel, who I was thrilled with. Reese, St. Mary's, you worried about McLaurin's year at all?
Yeah, the reason why I'm worried about it, because when you hold out like that, it's same injury. So that's why I'm worried. And only reason why he's not going to get his numbers, because he wasn't working out with Jaden in the preseason, and you become a little more worried, like, Deebo my number one now. Even though you don't want to say it, it is, because that's who having the repetitions right now when it means so much. So Terry McLaurin number's gonna go down just because of that. And the only thing bad about it is you, and then they're gonna go down, because now I wouldn't even play him this game, because by you getting an injury like that, you gotta wait, you gotta hold them off, because hopefully you can beat Atlanta with them and then bring them back 100%, because you don't want this injury nagging, or we not even gonna have him for playoffs.
Now, I think that's the thing. Reese, good phone call. Bird, Southeast DC, what's up, man? You're on the Fan.
Man, we need Terry for later on. So far this year, Terry's production this year, other than being a distraction for other people, has not been so much that you try to rush him back right now. Just like we didn't know what we had with a lot of players on the team, until these players get an opportunity to play, we don't know what we have. And with Terry on the field, Lane and everybody else and Morris, they're not getting reps. We have to see what we got. We so stuck on what we got to use them. We got other players on the team. You got to give these jokers a chance to shine, get their reps in, so we can see what we got. We might have a legitimate 1.2 or 1/2 wide receiver, because we know McLaurin, he's long in the tooth, and he's not a number one receiver on any team other than with us.
Appreciate you, dude. So if this was a group that wasn't coming off an NFC Championship game appearance, if this was a handful of years ago, many times over, Bird and I would be doing that Spider-Man meme. You know the one I'm talking about, you guys, where Spider-Man's pointing at each other? There are multiple Spider-Men from the Spider-Verse? Because, yeah, I can't remember all the receivers' names now. They've washed away. But Shanahan did this crap before Griffin came. They were trotting out some, you know, guy on his fifth team, over the hill dude, when they drafted somebody in like the second round, the third round or whatever, right? Now, Cliff Russell turns out to be a joke and he's not any good, but they're starting some guy that's journeyman Jag Jerry over him when you're not going anywhere. No, I hated that. But I'm not that interested this year in, quote unquote, finding out what I've got in a lot of positions. If this is Jaden Daniels can't, like I'm saying for the sake of argument, Bird, God forbid, Jaden Daniels can't play the rest of the year and it's Mariota and it's Sam Hartman and it's Josh Johnson or whatever, then I'm on Team Bird, where I go, I need to feature Luke McCaffrey. What's it look like when he gets 10 targets in a game? Let's see. I want to know what Jalen Lane can do as a wide receiver. I'm not in the find-out business for a team that's got a higher eye line than what we're talking about there. Maybe that's just me. But I know at a certain point you got to fold in some of the younger players, and they do need to be given opportunities. But to me, that's not I'm going to hold out Terry McLaurin or not play Chris Moore or whatever when I'm trying to stockpile wins to get back into the postseason. If your eye line is where the New Orleans Saints' eye line is, play your kids, right? You draft somebody, you play them. If you're, I don't know, pick your garbage team. Pick somebody down at the bottom that ain't going anywhere. And you got some veteran that's been around for a million years, screw that noise, right? Play the kid. I don't think that's here, right? Good calls on that. Appreciate that. We got to talk about some confidence points. We will do that at 6, plus Mackenzie Gore will join us. And next, what we feel good about, what we're nervous about with this football match that's coming up this weekend between Washington and Atlanta.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
G&D here on The Fan. Mackenzie Gore joins the program in about, what's that? Let me see, carry the two, 20 minutes, about 21 minutes, give or take. Maybe 22, I don't know, don't count. Don't be a jerk and count, Miller, because it's actually 22. Don't do that. Danny Ruye with you, no GP, is hosting some event with Cal Ripken. It's pretty cool, I guess. Dream come true, I guess. It's good for you. Welcome back to the program. Appreciate you guys checking out the show. Any place, anytime, anywhere. It's not just what Dan Quinn says about who you can play, but it's where you can check out the show. Podcasts readily available wherever you get your podcasts. You can find us. We're also exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condor and Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting KM Lawyers and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. Talking to football. And did you know that when we talk about football? It's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy week 4 matchup between the Washington Commanders and the Atlanta Falcons. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. You know, doing a read is the only way to get me to say the team name. Because you don't get to mess with the read. It annoys me a little bit. Now, I'm not mad at Paramount Plus. It's a wonderful product. It's where Yellowstone is. It's where Tulsa King is. It's where the prequels, 1923, 1883 are. All fantastic shows. I'm a Paramount Plus guy. But because they say the name of the team in the copy, I have to say it. And boy, does that make me... Bleh. I can't stand it. It just did that little twerp Dan Snyder standing up and going, it's a big name for all of us. It's 2-2-22 in my mouth and I hate it. Anyway, conversation right meow. What are you confident in? What are you a little nervous about? What are you a little nervous about for the football game this weekend? 800-636-1067. We can maybe squeeze a call or two in on this, but we'll go around the room. Here's what I'm confident in. I think you can knock this Atlanta Falcons team around a little bit when Washington has the football. The Raiders came in doing a pretty good job against the run. How'd that work out for you? Was it pretty good? Did you have fun getting bludgeoned and knocked into next Tuesday? I think you can do that to this Atlanta Falcons team. They're not terrible on that side of the ball, especially as a pass rushing group. But I don't trust them to hold up against Washington's kind of 2.0 offensive line here that we just saw they kind of unveiled this past week. I think you could push around Harrison and Caden Ellis and Diablo and Leonard Floyd and company. I think you can run at them, even if it's not Bill, even if it's Chris Rodriguez and Jeremy McNichols and Mariota at times. I think some running lanes will be there. The thing I feel nervous about, Bijan Robinson in space. Oh, is that terrifying? I'm not talking about between the tackles, because that's the next thing I feel good about. I feel great, great Frosted Flakes. You all sleep, Tony the Tiger. I feel excellent about Washington's ability, even against this pretty good Atlanta offensive line, mind you, to shove on Robinson, Algier, whomever, between the tackles. Washington has done a great job. They are fifth in the NFL in run defensive DVOA. The plan for the offseason has worked. But the thing that doesn't necessarily account for is swing passes to Robinson, wide pitches to Robinson, or whoever. Maybe it's Darnell Mooney on something in space. But outside running, thank God they played teams over the last few weeks that want to establish the physicality, the line, point of attack, run, dang, ball. You got to establish your identity. How about your identity is that you're a losing football team? Except for Green Bay, don't worry about that. But the point is, you want to thump with me? I got an answer for that. His name is Javon Kinlaw. His name is Daron Payne. A rotation that's going to push you right back and not let you go no place. All about that. All about that. So that's what I feel nervous about, though. Outside, in space, Bijan Robinson. Be it by run, be it by pass, etc. Darius, I start with you with the roundtable. Something you feel good about, something you feel nervous about.
I feel good about the defense being able to get off the field on third down in this game. I think a couple of factors are going to play into that. I think, for one, the run defense on first and second down is going to be able to hold Bijan Robinson on inside runs, and it's going to force Michael Penix to have to make plays on third down. I don't think that he'll be able to make some of those plays. We're also one of the top third down defenses in the league right now, and I think that plays a lot in our favor. I think another factor that also plays in our favor, I think it's going to be a pro-Washington crowd down there. I think there's going to be a lot of Washington fans down in Atlanta. They always make the trip down there, and it seems like it's 50-50, if not 60-40. So I think that's going to help the team a lot when it comes to trying to get the Falcons off the field on third down.
Mm-hmm.
Something
mm-hmm.
I'm worried about, I hate that you already said it already, but Bijan Robinson. While we will contain him on any kind of inside runs, I'm worried about him in the pass game. That might be the only way that they'll be able to convert third downs, is if it's a little dump down to Bijan Robinson and he makes a man miss. He's got a bad matchup against Bobby Wagner or something of that sort. That would be my main concern going into this game.
Tobes, what do you got?
So mine kind of go hand in hand, so it's going to sound a little counterintuitive, but stick with me for a second. The thing that I'm confident in, I think Cliff Kingsbury is going to put together a good game plan. I think he did a really good job this past week. I think Marcus Mariota executed perfectly what he was asked to do. He really only had to, in terms of play quarterback, go through the progressions, do the different things. He only had to do that a couple of times. A lot of stuff was read options, stuff that he's very adept at, and he did a really good job. So I think Cliff is going to put together a great game plan, so I'm not worried about that. But on the flip side, who's catching passes? Cliff can draw up a great game plan, but if your dude can't get open, then it really doesn't matter. So I think Cliff's going to do a great job putting these guys in a position to succeed, but are the guys that are going to be out there trying to catch the passes, whether it's Jalen Lane stepping into a bigger role, whether it's Chris Moore, Luke McCaffrey, are those guys going to be able to step up in a big spot without presumably Terry, and now you're going to throw more on Debo's plate? I'm just a little bit worried about the pass catchers.
That is very reasonable. Rhino, what do you got?
I'm worried about Michael Penix at this point. I'm kind of worried about a dead cat bounce situation because, as we've kind of known, the Commanders have been pretty vulnerable against the pass this season, and Michael Penix looked awful last week against a pretty solid Panthers defense, but I don't think he's that bad. In fact, I don't think he's bad at all. I think they're going to be able to scheme some people open with the backfield. Trey Amos, Marshawn Lattimore, who knows what's going to happen in the DB field there. I'm kind of worried about Michael Penix having that bounce-back performance, and what I feel confident in is actually the Commanders' run game. I think the Commanders' run game has been awesome so far. I'd like to see Ja'Cory Kroski-Merrick get a little bit more touches, and I do feel
hope
as
he's
if,
healthy.
Yeah, exactly. If he's healthy this weekend, and if he is, then I do believe he will get a pretty big chunk of the carries this weekend.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I think they can and should run the football. This, to me, is another, it's a second week in a row. I don't think you can do this if you're playing Buffalo. I don't think you can do it if you're playing, you know, the Chargers in a couple weeks. We'll jump off that bridge when we get there. But I think you can make sure that if you don't beat yourself, you beat this team. And that may be dismissive of Atlanta. I certainly think that was the case against the Raiders. I think Atlanta's better than the Raiders, even though, again, their most recent sample was they were just hot dog water against the Carolina Panthers. But to me, this is if we don't screw up, and we take advantage of a couple of things, I think you escape with a win. Today, this week, again, is an escape for me because you don't have JD5. You probably don't have McLaurin. You maybe don't have Bill. There's a whole bunch of variables there to that. But good conversation, as always. Speaking of good combos, Mackenzie Gore will join the show. We got some confidence points to do. And a reminder, we'll tell you where we're going to be. We'll remind you where the show is going to be on Friday. We'll be busy little bees. Last segment coming up. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.